Sandy Perlman Gaber in Las Vegas with our entertainment report and more on the year of the biopic. Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. And although it's been a huge year for The Odyssey and Spider-Man, this really is the year of the biopic at the multiplex. You have Tony opening this weekend. We've talked about that, of the life and times of a very young Anthony Bourdain, and a pivotal summer on Cape Cod that changed his life. Besides, though, Tony, there's a bunch of biopics coming this fall, starting with Hershey, following Milton Hershey, the founder of the famous chocolate company. Finn Wittig plays him, and then Alan Ruck is Henry Hershey, arriving in theaters November 25th. Of course, I play Rocky, the true story of the creation of the Italian Stallion, and a young actor named Sylvester Stallone, who wrote that script in a weekend sitting in his closet. That's in theaters November 20th. Madden, you're starting to see some trailers drop on that, chronicling the life of iconic American football coach and broadcaster John Madden, starring Nicolas Cage, who gained a lot of weight to play this role. That debuts on Prime on November 18th. Jimmy, this looks good too, about the life and times of Jimmy Stewart and his decision to leave Hollywood behind to enlist in the U.S. Army Air Corps. KJ Apa plays him, and Stewart was a combat pilot, if you know this, in World War II, flying over 20 missions. And he came home with some PTSD and always credited the movie It's a Wonderful Life for helping him heal. That comes out November 6th. And then a few other big bios in the works on music groups. One, Winds of Change, about the European rockers The Scorpions and their post-World War II rise as a group selling millions of records. And hey, fans have waited for this a long time, the Bon Jovi official biopic. You don't have to live on a prayer. This is actually happening. Universal's working on a movie about John Bon Jovi and the band. John is cooperating, and they've also opened their massive library of music.
Wow, those all sound great. And I can't wait to see Tony. From the trailer anyway, it looks like a great movie.
It is such a good movie, and I got to talk to Dominic Sessa, the young actor who plays Tony, the other day, and he's the real deal. He's a serious actor. You know him from that Paul Giamatti movie, The Holdovers. Did you see that, Bob? That's a great movie, too. All these kids are left at a boarding school over Christmas, and Paul's their teacher who has to stay with them. He's the oldest kid, kind of this rebel. He's great in that. And for this, I asked, can you even cook? And he said, no, that he makes three things: decent eggs, a pretty good steak, and a really good Kraft mac and cheese. So he said he needs more fruit in his diet. But he said that really didn't matter because this was a summer. The whole movie starts with this. It's not a voiceover. It's actually a saying that Anthony Bourdain had when he was young. He said, at that age, I was, quote, a spoiled, miserable, narcissistic, self-destructive, thoughtless young lout, badly in need of a good, kicking. And we pick him up from there. And he said he didn't try to play him as unlikable, although he is very unlikable when we first meet him. And he also, this actor, Dominic Sessa, has one of those stories. He was playing ice hockey on his way to the NHL, hurt himself, and his school required one extracurricular class. So, someone said, try acting. And he was like, yeah, whatever. I don't even want to do this, but okay. And look what happened.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, that story of Anthony Bourdain and Tony is in theaters on Friday. Now we have some musical judge news from NBC. Change in the air, huh?
Change in the air on The Voice, which comes back September 21st. You're getting vets Kelly Clarkson and Adam Levine, plus newbies country star Riley Green and Queen Latifah judges, which doesn't leave a spinning chair for Michael Bublé. He's one of the favorites now, but he said that's okay with him because, wait for this, Bob, he's cutting a country album. Michael Bublé goes country. And he said, I've loved country music my whole life. And he calls this new album a love letter to country music, maybe the best thing I've ever done. It's old school country, not modern country, with my interpretation. And he said, I've never had an experience like this one. So look for his new album out next year.
And look for a popular children's show coming to the big screen. Tell us about Bluey.
Bluey is a cute one. It's not one of those ones, as a parent, where some of those movies you're like, please let it be over, please. But Bluey's actually pretty cute. coming to the big screen, written and directed by the series creator Joe Brum. And this is actually Disney Plus's most popular show now, and it has been for a long time. And the main voices, David McCormick and Melanie Zanetti, are back. And of course, the plot is, you know, Bluey, he's a cute little blue heeler dog who lives with his mom, his dad, and his sister, Bingo. And mark your calendars in blue, August 6, 2027. Just 1 year to wait, kids. You can do it.
Now, is this another Yellowstone spinoff or sequel or prequel? What's this story about?
The minute before all these millions of sequels and prequels and everything got announced, it always was that he was going to do a show, Tyler Sheridan, called 666, as sort of to honor his ranch, which is called the Sixes. And that's where that character Jimmy, remember, mentally challenged Jimmy got sent with the first season after he did a rodeo and nearly killed himself. Well, this is not happening now. Taylor Sheridan came out yesterday, because everyone keeps bugging him about it, and said, you know, I was never going to do this show. I would never fictionalize my ranch. I'd never disrespect the people working there. I'm very protective of the Sixes. It's a big responsibility. And the thing is, he treats this ranch like Kevin Costner treated the Yellowstone when we first met him. But he said, you know, a little sad for Jefferson White, who's so good at playing Jimmy. Wouldn't be surprised to see him pop up on Dutton Ranch one day, because he's one of those great characters. So we can look out for that.
Yeah, still is a lot of Yellowstone mania out there. Cindy Perlman Gaber in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.
Sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com.